Severe Weather Awareness Week comes to the state of Iowa the week of March 25th through the 29th. It's a time of year for all of us to think about severe weather after been kind of a quiet period after all the snow we had back in January. Chad Hahn with the National Weather Service Office joins me today. And Chad, good morning to you.
Good morning, Pat. Thanks for having us.
Absolutely. So let's talk about this Severe Weather Awareness Week. It will run Monday through Friday, March 25th through 29th.
That's right. Yeah, this is the climatological time of year that we average, and of course it varies from year to year, but on average this is when we start to transition from out of the winter season and then start to anticipate and look ahead to the severe weather season and thunderstorm season and all the hazards that come along with that.
And there'll be some different themes coming up this week in the state of Iowa, which starts on Monday through Friday the 29th.
That's right, yeah. On Monday, we start off with lightning, and that'll be our focus on Monday. And, you know, lightning is the most common thunderstorm hazard. It's also the most, the one that we probably don't pay attention to the most because it happens so frequent. Of course, we can't have a thunderstorm without lightning, right? So we start to kind of talk about that, talk about ways that we, if you're close enough to hear thunder, that you're close enough to be struck by lightning. And each year, Pat, dozens of people are killed by lightning strikes and hundreds are injured. So this is something that we don't want to take for granted.
And then Tuesday we'll talk about, I believe, is it flooding there, Chad? Or?
We're going to transition to tornado safety on Tuesday. We kind of changed some of our themes this year to align better with some of our offices that serve a couple different states. But yeah, Tuesday we'll talk about tornado safety. We're going to talk about and share on our social media pages the proper things to do when tornadoes threaten your area. You know, to get into the basement as your number one location. If you don't have a basement, then of course an interior room without windows is the best spot to be. So that'll be Tuesday's theme. As we get into Wednesday, of course, Wednesday's our tornado drill day, Pat, and at 10 o'clock we're asking folks to get up out of their chairs and do the mental exercise and physical exercise to get, practice what they would do at their location at 10 a.m. In the event that that a tornado would occur or a tornado warning is received. So that's kind of the prepare day. And then Thursday and Friday is where we start talking about the various hazards that we have for severe thunderstorms. For Thursday, it's hail and wind safety. Of course, just 4 years ago now, the August 2020 derecho was a significant impact for much of Iowa. And so we're going to talk through some of those hazards, the difference between a watch and warning, the thresholds and the criteria that we have for severe thunderstorms. So that's Thursday's theme. And then we'll round out the week with flooding on Friday. We'll talk about how flooding is the most significant hazard when it comes to when it's measured by fatalities every year, when it comes to thunderstorm hazards. Flooding kills more people each year than the other hazards. So we talk about themes like turn around, don't drown, and how the majority of those that are injured and killed are in cars, and the majority of those are in cars that are injured in cars are during the overnight hours. So a lot of reasons for that. So yeah, we'll round out the week talking about flood safety.
Chad, what were the numbers for last year for tornadoes in the state? Seems as though 2023 was kind of an active year for tornadoes in the state of Iowa.
It was, yeah. We average about 50 annually each year, Pat. And last year we surpassed that. We were up in, I think, around 70. Of course, you know, we're comparing a lot of apples to oranges to some degree because the way that we detect and are able to identify tornadoes in 2024 and even in the recent years, the last 5 to 10 years, I'd say, is different than it was, say, 30 years ago because we have the advancements in technologies both on the radar scale but also on satellite, and we're able to detect tornadoes a lot better after the fact today than we did, say, 20, 30 years ago.
And it's too early to say what 2024 will be like for severe weather there. Chad, of course, you and I talked off air that there was some tornadic activity in parts of the country around Ohio about last week.
Yeah, there was, and of course we don't have to look too far back in the rearview lens of March 5th of 2022 and the winter set tornado day, and went up through through the southeastern part of the Des Moines metro as well. So we're kind of at that beginning stage of when we see the ramp up of severe weather. There isn't really much in the way of correlation that you can make when it comes to severe weather activity from year to year. Of course, the last few years, in general, of course, this is looking historically, have been some lesser active years, but it's still too early. It's difficult to tell and really peg what sort of year we're going to have. The only thing that we can do is to be ready, and that's what we're champion here during Severe Weather Awareness Week.
Absolutely. So again, if they want more information, they go to the website, weather.gov/DMX, or else they can go to their Facebook or X pages and find out more about Severe Weather Awareness Week underway from Monday through Friday, March 25th through 29th.
Absolutely, yep. We're at NWS Des Moines on both Facebook and X, and weather.gov/DMX. We are a 24/7 365 operation, Pat, so we even have our phone number there at the bottom of our website. So if folks have questions, they can always reach out to us.
So stay prepared and be prepared as we head towards another severe weather season in the state of Iowa. Chad on, my guest on KQWC.